air there with "That's the Way the World Goes." And indeed, that's how the way the world went for Tyron Adams right here in Wellington, being crowned the 2023 Boerewors champion. We have him in studio with us. Good morning, Tyron. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. Good morning to all the Kasielanders. Like, you know him. I'm doing pretty well. I'm still tired, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just going through the motion at the moment.
All right. So just tell us, how does it win to be the 2023 Boerewors champion for ShopRite and Checkers competition?
Did you ask how did it win?
No, how does it feel?
Oh, okay. I guess I'm a bit tired, so yeah.
It's okay, we understand.
But yeah, I think it still feels a bit surreal. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I received a lot of media attention lately. And I think that keeps on reminding me, okay, you know what? You've achieved something big. But yeah, it's yet to kick in, man. It's mm-hmm. like every day I wake up is just a normal day for me.
Yes.
I do what I have to do. And that's running a business. So I think, yeah, it feels, I'm honestly grateful and I'm happy. And the achievement is quite big. But yeah, I don't know. I think it still needs to kick in, to be honest.
Well, we had a conversation with Tyron just, you know, off air. And I was talking to him, asking him. I could see from his demeanor that he's that cool, calm, collected guy in the corner. He's not really too biesachin and, you know, things that are too hyped or whatever. So this definitely something that's going to probably sink in after a week or two, you know, after you do all of the media and the interviews. And I think once that's set down and you with your family, you're gonna, you know, once that 20,000 rand check hits the bank account, I think your mind will be like, okay, this really is happening. So tell me, why did you not bring us Boerewors today? I thought, you know, we're gonna be able to taste the delicious food that won you that grand prize.
So the Boerewors will only be available from the 8th of September.
Okay.
All ShopRite and Checkers stores all across the country.
Okay.
So yeah, now you know where to find it.
We'll make sure to have a braai right here in the garden and get some Boerewors rolls and some Boerewors and make sure that we cook that up and we invite you. And then we have a little party for you right here at
KC. No, definitely. I think just before I came here, I came like 5 minutes before the interview start, because I was on a phone call with Toyota.
Okay.
So they're delivering one of the prizes, the Fortuner. So I think even that now, after that call, it's like, okay. Okay.
Actually, interestingly, I read some of your competitors for this competition. Some of them, they said they went for about a year to try to prepare for this competition, trying to put the recipes and the spices.
Yes.
How long did it take for you to prepare for this competition?
Wow, I think it took me about, I know I'm on air, but I have to be honest, I think it took me about 4 days.
Love
really?
That for you.
So I think I relied heavily on my experience as a chef, you know,
knowing
flavors, and at the end it was just about, I knew what I wanted to do, it was just about getting the balance right. So I knew what spices I was going to use, I knew what my favorite spices were, and yeah, like in the end, I have students with me as well, shout out to Lindley and Bevan and Leonardo, so they were like my guinea pigs, guys, just stays here, you think this will work, okay, let's just go through the motions, yeah, but like I said, I relied heavily on my chef experience for this company.
I believe you, because I've had the privilege of tasting some of your food, and you are a really great chef, and I actually want to taste this Boerewors right now. I'm actually really hungry. I'm so upset that you didn't bring some. However, I can tell the listeners and anyone else who's joining us today that, you know, Tyron Adams with Kunin and Cumin and Cords, they are amazing. Please check out their business. Tell us your social media so people can follow you guys and catch up with what you do.
Yeah, so Facebook, Cumin and Cords, and then on Instagram also, at Cumin and Cords. And then we recently started with TikTok, which is also just Cumin and Cords, because I think the name is quite unique. So we can just use our name anyway.
For me, there's the money, of course. There's the car that is coming. And of course, I hear that the Boerewors that you cooked and prepared will be sold nationwide. ShopRite and Checkers. And the interesting part is that they say also the Springboks during the World Cup will be provided the sausage. That's the sausage that they're going to be eating throughout the World Cup. Which part of this whole prizes do you feel this is the one for me? Because there's so many of them.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think, yeah, so the prices are quite nice, to be honest. But the part I was most excited for, I think, was just, I think, the possibility of what it can do for my business. You understand, being a small business owner. So I think that's the most excited part for me, to be honest. It's just like, okay, I'll use the word capitalize on this just to get a bit more brand awareness around the business and establish the business a bit more and build more sustainability around the business, you understand?
So tell me, in terms of you as a chef, how many years did you get a professional training, or are you one of the self-taught cooks? That, because some people, they enter these competitions and when you really find out, this person never went to those fancy culinary schools, yes. But they are doing some of the previous winner of this competition. What's the journey has been for you in order for you to get to that stage?
So yeah, I think it started at school. I had consumer studies
subject. Yeah,
and I was the only boy in class, so we were like 21, but it was like 20 girls and me.
Hey!
Wow, you must have been popular in that class.
It was quite awkward.
Yeah.
But that allowed me to get out of my comfort zone, as well, understand. And then did a few, I wouldn't say call it loose jobs, but I only went to study, I think, back in 2012, 2011, 2013, more or less. But yeah, I went to Bulan College
in
Nepal, and then I think my first job was in Wellington on a wine farm in Duelof, so Grandadop. They were the best boutique hotel at that time. And the nice thing about that was they had a different menu every night. So I gained a lot of experience. And when I joined other restaurants, I could feel that, okay, due to that experience, I was a little, not above my peers, but in terms of knowledge, you understand. So I could probably learn in 1 month what it would take a year for you to learn. Due to having a different menu every night and doing fine dining and stuff like that.
With the World Cup coming, many people will be brying a lot of sausages and all that. What's the best way you can say is to prepare a sausage for the braai? We're going to be watching the World Cup, man. You're going to be brying. A lot of braais will be happening around the country. As a chef and the braai master, what's the best way to make sure that your meat comes out better? What's the tip that you can share with us so that we don't give our guests, when they come to watch the game with us, not so cooked well as sausages and meats?
So that you can actually apply this rule to a lot of meats as well. But take your meat out of the fridge like an hour or two before you're gonna braai.
Okay.
And that goes for any meat. So you just get it up to room temperature, you get a nice even cook, you understand? And then also it's nice to leave it outside, dry it out a bit, get it so that skin can get a nice crack on. And then it's all about cooking it perfectly.
Yeah.
I know the judges ask this question a lot, but how do I know my voice is ready? And I think it all comes down just to gut feeling.
Okay.
We had chefs actually braai with us to keep the competition like on a
equal level.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. So
I've always been told that never pour spices on top of your sausage. Is it true? How true is that?
Yeah, no, the spice and everything
is inside.
It's inside. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
So
all right.
You don't have to.
I thought people were jealous of me putting spices on top.
No, Auntie Liv.
I don't get it, because if you flip the spices going,
it's gone. Exactly.
Yeah. But I think that's about it. And then enjoy the sausage how you like it. I know people like to kill stuff, man. So with sausage, it's already dead. You understand? The animal is already dead. You don't have to overbraai.
And yes,
just keep it nice and moist. And don't, your coals mustn't be too hot, otherwise your casing can burst, and that's where all the...
So rather start with your steaks and your chicken and then finish off with the sausage.
Yeah, but if you only braai sausage, I mean, enjoy the World Cup, watch the rugby. Give the coals time to settle as well, I understand.
For those people that are from Wellington listening to you right now that know you and seen your journey, what do you want to say to them, especially if they are also, because once one goes, it's the same with Miss South Africa. When Tamarin Green went and won South Africa, there were a lot of PAL people that were like, you know what, I'm going for it as well. That inspiration, what do you want to say to them, PAL people, Wellington people that are like, I think maybe I should enter this braai master competition now, if what of our own can go and do it and make it?
So I think the trend has already been set. I'm the third winner from Wellington.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in this year's top 10, we had 5 people from Wellington.
Jesus.
Which I think was a first for the competition. So I think the main question that came out was, like, what is in the water in Wellington?
Yes. I think I need to go get myself a husband. So, yeah. You know.
Okay. By the people of Wellington, our previous winners, Mr. Yvonne Blau and the son Delano Jasper, who also took part this year. It was nice to meet them as well. We had Gustav Pick coming in third place, also from Wellington. So Wellington took first place and third place, and Brackenfell took second place. So yeah, I would like to thank everyone for the support. And just keeping me grounded. Like you said, I'm a very chilled guy, man. So people was like, okay, you got this. Because this was my third competition or my fourth, and I'm say 3 from 3 if
So
people are used to us like winning competitions, and I don't want that, man. I approach every competition differently. So everyone's like, now you got this, you already. I'm like, nah, guys, please just let me do my thing, man. You understand?
Yeah.
No added pressure, please.
Yes.
No expectations, nothing. Let me just do what I enjoy, and let's hope for the best. Because the divorce was, we made it on Thursday already.
Yeah.
So the hard work has been done. All we had to go do is bride the divorce. And yeah, so there was no real pressure over the weekend, but still a lot of nervousness for the announcements and stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure now when you go to your friends and you guys have a bride, you will be the guy that is selected to take care of the meat. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's always been like that.
No,
by the way.
Exactly. That's always been like. But yeah. Now I have reason to tell them, listen, guys, I'm not bring my own horse. You guys go ahead. I know how the process goes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's and also this weekend, I think it was. I would like to give a shout out to Sopran and Checkers as well. They really made us feel like VIPs this weekend.
Wow.
It felt like you already won a little getaway
just by being a part.
Yeah, just by being a part of the competition, because we were. We were spoiled, like honestly spoiled. Everything on the house, it was a nice experience.
Well, thank you so much, Tyron, for, you know, taking the time to join us. If you just joined us, you missed out on another good conversation with Tyron Adams from Wellington, and the 31-year-old has won great prizes, including a brand new Toyota Fortuner, 20,000 Rand in cash, and the bragging rights of being crowned SA's Boudivorce champion. Well, Tyron, I'm very, very proud of you, and I hope you, I wish you nothing but the best on this journey. And like you said, you know, God ordained this, and yeah, just I wish you the best. Following into your future.
Thank you very much.
I'm pretty sure you can't wait to drive that Fortuner.
Yes. I want to drive.
Yeah, I expected it like to take every 3 or 4 weeks, but when you came today and said, listen, just get everything done, we can have it to you by Friday, I was like,
wow.
I went on the phone immediately, just phoned my brother. Maybe Friday.
Wow. Make sure you have brand new shoes when you enter that car so you don't dirty, you know, the floors.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, man, it's going to be crazy. And I'm sure it's another added blessing onto your journey as a small business owner.
Yes, no, definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for gracing us. I know that there's so many other probably radio stations, millions of them calling you, but you chose to start here at home at KC.
Yes, no,
and thank you so much for choosing us. And of course, that is our Prime Master champ, the man that's going to be driving the most wanted car in South Africa.
Literally.
And goes by the name of Tyron Adams. Thank you so much for